Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Connected Podcast. Before I get started, I'm doing this behind Dalton's back. I hope you can respect me for it. I needed to talk some shit. And if I sound a little under the weather, I just got over a cold. So I'm going to try my best not to cough and not sound disgusting on the mic at the same time. But you guys already know, shout outs to the sponsor of the podcast. You guys already know Kush Gang, kushgang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10 to get 10% off your next online order. Backpack, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, lighters. You guys know the deal already. Let me see. That was 94. 1, 2, 3, 4. We should be approaching episode 100 officially. I know in between times, for some reason, my old podcast subscriber? It's not a subscriber, it's a distributor. My distribution services for my podcast. It got rid of some episodes for some reason. I was never emailed about it or whatever. Some TRC episodes from back in the day got deleted, like a Mac Miller one, and I think like some other ones that got deleted. And I was approaching like 96 when I stopped. So me and Dalton have done like, I think like maybe 5 or 6 already. So I know we're very, very close. So if not, we're probably there. I have to count. And next time me and Dalton are on here, I'll let you guys know exactly what number we're on. Life's been good. I just wanted to hop on here real quick, update you guys. I know we've been busy with work and getting over colds. The whole house, the whole house had got sick, and yeah, as you could tell, I'm still recovering, but I'm doing way, way better. Just got me some Burger King. Me and the wife got some Burger King. She's dealing with the baby right now, baby issues. Everybody's good, everybody's healthy. Since we last spoke, you guys know about the move, and work has been great. It's more than I could imagine. Yeah, man, so we're here now. I just wanted to talk about a few things. I kind of got in my emotions earlier today. I was watching videos of Ziana when she was a little itty bitty soul, and I just wanted to give a couple of people some shout outs and show some love. And you know, let you guys know that we're still here and we're still doing our thing. Don't get it twisted. Just like I said, work has been crazy, and it's finally like setting in that that all of this is possible. And before I'm looking at it right now, before I go any further, I bought myself a BB gun. Yeah, not a 4.5, not a Glock, a BB gun. I always wanted one as a kid. I never got one. I always had paintball guns and, you know, cap guns and shit like that. But I got me a rifle. It's a break barrel, which, you know, it's pump, but it's got a sniper scope on it. It's got an extended barrel. It's pretty dope. We were in the stores. We were in the store, me and Dalton, and we go to this tractor supply store sometimes to get stuff and parts or whatever. And He was trying to find a power cord for one of the RVs, and I never go to the right. It sounds crazy, but I never go to the right side of the store. I'm always on the left for some reason. And the right side had like shirts and boots and stuff for sale. And in the back center was a whole row of air guns and BB guns and stuff. And I was like, something is telling me to get this gun. I don't know what it is, but I want to get it. I really want the fucking gun. So Dalton came over there and he was talking shit to me, and I told him, I was like, bro, I don't know, something's telling me to buy this and I just want to get it. And he helped me achieve my dreams, and I got my first little air gun, my first little BB gun. And it's a pretty dope little setup. It was like $100, $110 or something like that. I got some bullets and all that stuff, and I'm gonna try to buy some targets and stuff and go in the backyard and be like American Sniper and shit. But it's for $100, it's really well made. It's nice and heavy, and it's just cool to hold. But it dead ass looks like a real rifle, so I gotta be careful. But yeah, man, I went and got that. That was a check mark off the bucket list for me, to say the least. What else should we talk about? Yeah, like, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know, man. Like, I've been noticing the not even the love from the podcast, but like love all around. And it's been a little crazy to me, dog, because like I have a small following, and hold on one sec, let me reach over here and get my drink. And I have a small little following, you know. I keep my circle close. And for those of you who see me on Facebook and stuff like that, you guys know a majority of my life. I've been getting a lot of love and a lot of feedback. Dalton's been getting a lot of love and a lot of feedback. We're making noise up here, and it's just it's an amazing feeling, because you know, for somebody to just drop the ball like I did. I dropped everything and just basically said fuck it and moved all the way up here and did what I did. It takes a lot of guts. And shout outs to my cousin, my big little cousin, Raymond. We had a conversation, and he was congratulating me, and he was trying to, you know, give me the gems. And you know, we spoke for a good almost 45 minutes, and we basically just went over, like, you know, how he was proud of me. And, you know, it takes a lot of balls and a lot of gall to just, you know, take your family and just move, like, out of the city to 9-10 hours away. And the conversation was grounded, the conversation was what I needed to hear. Because even though a lot of people know now, the people that did know, they were more skeptical, and, you know, basically letting me know, like, hey man, you know, you can really do this, like, you know, or good luck, or this is an amazing journey, and, you know, I wish you nothing but the best. And I wasn't really receiving that from a lot of people, even though I wasn't really looking for it. And I really wasn't demanding it either. I wasn't really like, yeah, man, I wish all my friends would just tell me that I'm doing the right thing or whatever. But he really set the tone, and he made me feel like I really made the right decision. And it's showing, because like I said, we're getting a crazy amount of love. I'm getting Facebook shares, Facebook likes, people adding us on the business page on Facebook. We're getting Google calls. We're getting traffic through online. We're getting traffic through, you know, the phone. We're getting traffic through everywhere. So it's like slowly coming together. And like now that I'm about a month and a half almost into this journey, I see it like really coming true. And I believe that I can make a living, and I can get comfortable, and I can put my family in a house, in a home. You know, that's what I always wanted. I always wanted to give my family something to be proud of. You know, I want to come home to a house, not an apartment. I want to come home to my daughter and nothing but diapers and a cow and some cowboy boots, cowgirl boots, running outside when I get home from work. And It's slowly creeping up on me, man, that this is really possible. Like, the first month's numbers were really well, and Dalton was surprised. I was surprised that we did what we did in such a short amount of time. And we're continuing to do more and more each day. Like, the business started out as just fixing RV roofs. Like, that was his thing. Like, he wanted to really push, like, roofs. And as time went by, we were doing a lot more than just roofs. So we were doing ACs, we were doing plumbing, we were doing carpentry, we were full body detailing, diagnostics for electronics, electrical work, converters, batteries, bro, you name it. We were basic refrigerators. We were basically doing it all. So like, getting up here, it kind of broadened the horizon of what we could do. And it's a great feeling, because me coming up here not knowing any knowledge in the field of RV or any kind of mobile automotive repair, to a certain extent, no engine work, but, you know, just working on these things, I had minimum like 10% knowledge. You know, I knew what they are, and I knew what they look like. I never opened one up or knew the in works or the bodies, you know, like how they operate. And Dawn has taught me a lot in a month's time, to where I can understand what's going on, but then I can also learn. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a English class or a reading class. It's like I'm learning on the way, but I'm also retaining. I guess that is kind of like class. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. But he's a hell of a business partner, and he's got a lot of people rooting for him, and his family is awesome. You know, his mom is cool as hell. They just went to the arcade tonight. Jen's a little tired, and I told her I'd probably take her out somewhere next week with the baby. And you know, he's got a lot of good people surrounding him, and he's got a lot of good connects, and he's got a lot of knowledge, and he wants it, and he wants to do well, and he wants to show that he's doing well. And it amazes me that someone like him, coming from where he came from, if you guys listen to his episode, he's doing a lot, and it shows, man. It's inspiration, and that's where I want to be, man. In a month or so, I want to, you know, get my money right and start looking for a place, and just give my family everything that I always wanted them to have. You know what I'm saying? I want to give my dogs backyards. I want to give my daughter her own room. I want to decorate her room. You know, I want to get her everything that she wants. And we're definitely on the right path. Happy belated to Ash. Ash is his daughter. She just had a birthday. Birthday was cool. We had a bounce house, and the kids are swimming and being loud and obnoxious and eating pizza and drinking soda and popping pinatas and just having a blast. And they all got new phones. You know, his daughter's got new phones, and they're calling us off the phone, FaceTiming me and stuff. You know, his daughter's FaceTiming me all the time now. It's crazy. And yeah, man. So now, like, I sit back now about a month and a half out, and I just see myself going the distance with what I have laid out in front of me. And I think the biggest thing is the outcome of most of these jobs. Like, we run into these people, we don't know them from, you know, a hole in the wall. And, you know, sometimes we catch ourselves going a little above and beyond each time. You know, I guess that's like the old saying goes, like, you know, you put the same energy out there in the universe you would want, you know, put back on you. And sometimes we get caught up in just doing the most for some of these customers, and it makes you feel good. You know, it makes you understand that there's a purpose bigger than just getting money. You know, obviously money is great, and money brings you comfort, or, you know, puts you in a safe zone, you know. But the interactions we've been having lately are just off the charts. You know, some people we work with might know somebody else, and then that person knows somebody else, and word of mouth goes around, and next thing you know, we're getting deals with bigger and better companies, and better and bigger business with other businesses and employees, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's a surreal feeling, because, like, on the outside, I'm like, how profitable could this be? You know what I'm saying? Like not even just on a money, like, on a money spectrum, but like, as like, what can I learn? What can I do? What can I retain from this? And I'm just all over the place. I'm learning a lot. I he's showing me a lot, and the experiences, I can't even begin to tell you how I feel about the experience, because a lot of you guys know, and like I said on the podcast, you know, I was scared shitless of doing this, and I really didn't know where I was going with it, even though I knew deep down inside that it would have been the best decision. And like me, like when me and Raymond talked, he said, like, you know, that could have been your best decision, is leaving and clearing your head and clearing your environment and focusing on your family, you know, because a lot of you guys don't know, I'm not getting any younger, and, you know, I'm 36, and I want to do more with my life before I turn around and Zion is 18 going to college, or, you know, 18 doing some type of profession. You know, I don't know what kind of sports she likes yet, but if she gets into sports or whatever, or if her mind is that open to that creative side, like arts and dance and music, and you know, even like technology now, you know, streaming and video game, whatever my daughter wants to do, I'm gonna back her up 100% regardless. But you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I wanna settle down in my second part of life, which is a home, like a house, and with my family, and not have to worry about the minuscule things I used to worry about when I was in the apartment, or when I was 25, or you know, shit like that. You know, it's time to like really, really, like root myself for my family, because it's not about me anymore. I'm not interested in college. I'm not interested in and doing anything else that's not gonna benefit me. Like, it has to like really, really benefit me to move me. No pun intended, Dalton. But you know, like, I really want to settle down and just do everything for my family, man. Like, it's not even about me anymore. It 2 years ago was never even about me. Once I found out my wife was pregnant, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my needs go out the window. You know, I got a little break up here. You know, I'm not paying $1,200 a month, so I got a little extra play money. And you know, like, I opened up with saying that I bought the BB gun. You know, people are like, "Oh, you spent $110 on a BB gun, bro. You're a child." I'm like, bro, it's the little things, man. You know, the little things. I'm gonna go set up some cans and shoot the cans out back, you know, tomorrow or something, and do something crazy. And yeah, man. So like, that's where I stand, man. It's like, it's coming full circle, and I literally had to come in here and like open this conversation up, because I really don't have any friends up here, just Dalton and his family. I mean, I'm making friends along the way and stuff like that, but and you know, I got my friends back home. Shout out your boy Cruz. Shout out Martinez Got Jokes. Shout out my cousin. You guys already know. Shout out your boy Brandon. Shout out Grandpa. You guys already know. Shout out Mike Myers. Shout out Mike Myers and the whole G Squad. And you know, like I said, man, it's not about me anymore. It's about my family. And that's my biggest thing. Like, I wanna be that guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be the guy that people make fun of. When you know, everybody knows a couple of those dads, those wannabe dads that don't do anything, and they don't amount to nothing, and they can't really be looked at with like a sense of proudness. You know, I wanna be the guy that, like, you know, oh, you know, he took a chance and he left everything behind, but look at him now. You know, he's doing crazy shit for his family. He's always there for his kid. He's always there for his wife, his family, you know. And I miss everybody, you know. And don't get it twisted, I'm not up here with a cold heart. You know, like, I miss my family, I miss my sister, I miss my mom, my dad, I miss everybody that, you know, was still seeing me down there. You know, I miss my cousins, I miss everything. You know, I miss South Florida. But it's not in the sense of where I miss it, where I need to go back, because man, there's so many opportunities that have been given to me up here. It's crazy. But that's my focus, man. That's my focus, my family, and getting us into a new spot and working as hard as I can, and making the dreams come true. You know, like they said, you gotta trust the process in a sense, and that's where I'm at, man. And you know, I had to get on here and let you guys know, because like I said, man, business is great. You know, I'm learning, and Dalton is just, he's killing it. He's a great business partner. Because I never worked with somebody. I've always worked for somebody. You know, that's kind of crazy in its sense. And that's my thing. Like, this is all brand new to me. Like, if you guys know me, I'm never scared of work. You know, I'm never scared of work. And it's always been that way, ironically, that I work for somebody and not with somebody, or work for myself. Because in a sense, I work for myself, even though I work with Dalton, and we have a business together. And the switch from working for somebody and working for yourself, or with somebody that is on the same page as you, it's hella different. It's a weird fucking feeling. And it's a weird feeling in a good way, because now, like, you know, you make your own schedule depending on what work comes in. You set your own times, you set your own lunch. If you can knock out a few jobs, you might be home by 2. Or if some jobs are a little bit more, you know, intricate, you might be home by 8. But either way, it's on your own. It's at your own pace. You know what I'm saying? So that's the biggest thing for me. You're at your own pace. You're not on somebody else's card. You know, you're not. You have to do this by 10, and then you have to take lunch at 11:30, and then have to be back by 12:30, and then you clock out at 5 o'clock, and then you go home, and then you fall asleep at 5, and do it all over again at 6. You know, sometimes we get up at 6, sometimes we get up at 7, sometimes we get up at 8, sometimes we don't get up at all. You know, today I didn't get up at all. shout out to Dalton, bro. Because I didn't get up. I did not get up this morning at all. He told me I can have the day. Yeah, so the whole vibe of just being able to, you know, not come and go as you please, but basically, like I said, like, the vibe is different. You're not on somebody else's card. You're not on somebody else's time, to a degree, because, you know, you do want to get to these jobs and do things professionally, and you want to be punctual and, you know, set a good tone and make good face and stuff like that. But you're not having to worry about somebody watching you, somebody doubting you, somebody talking shit about you, or trying to get you in trouble, or you have to follow some type of rule book, I should say, or any type of made up laws at the workplace. And the relationship between me and Dalton has always been A1. It's been 100. Like, I don't see any flaws in his work ethics. And you know, like, yesterday we had a job and we had to inspect an RV, a camper, and he did a walkthrough as if he was a salesman. And this motherfucker knew everything and everything of what to say. And I was blown away. I was like, yo, this dude can not only fix them, but he can downright sell them. Like, he went into every compartment, he went to every connection, every hose, every cabinet, every electrical outlet, every room, bathroom, showing people how to take stuff off, put stuff on. We loaded it up and checked everything. We inspected the whole trailer, and a happy family is now probably on their way to Mississippi as we speak. And it was because of us. I mean, they bought it from a dealer, kind of. It's like a sales shop, but they got a couple of RVs that they wanted to sell. I mean, campers. And yeah, man, he basically was like showing them everything and everything that you could do with the camper, and it was quite the sight to see. And it was not me. I don't want to sound too like homo, but it wasn't mesmerizing. But I was, like I said, I was in shock. I was like, yo, not if you ever didn't want to fix them, you can definitely fucking sell them, bro. Like, you could definitely fucking sell them, bro. But yeah, and like I said, the family left last night. They were trying to get out of there, out of here by tomorrow, which was today. So if they got the tags and everything, they're probably on their way up there now. And but back to, I know I ramble sometimes, but back to the original topic of discussion, being able to just be yourself at work and not worry about, you know, the aspects of work. Everybody deals with it, you know, time and tardiness and following guidelines and rule books and whatever the fuck they're called. I'm just gonna call them fucking laws, like work laws. Like, each job has a work law or work law book, and we don't really have that here. You know, it's common customer courtesy, go above and beyond if needed, make sure you're clean, make sure you do the job, and make sure you do it right the first time. And the customer is always right in most of the sense. And, you know, just do your best. And that's what we do every single day. We do our best. And it's just the outcome is just so, it's so unreal to me. You know, it's like everything that this man said was going to happen is basically happening. You know, I'm making more money. I'm feeling way better about myself. My wife is smiling and my kid is around people that give a shit, you know? And not in the sense that nobody gave a shit back at home, because everybody loved Ziana. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, she's around other kids. There's a two-year-old here. And, you know, she's around other girls. And, like I said, Dalton is a good uncle. He loves her to death. And, yeah, she's growing by the minute. And she's getting bigger and doing more stuff. She's talking more. She's running around. She's a fucking handful, but she's the light of my world, man, and it's crazy. So, but other than that, man, like I said, man, shout outs to everybody that's been, because even, you know what, I don't want to sound like that dude, but I'm gonna be that dude just for 1 minute. It's like I'm getting a lot more love on the business side than I ever gotten on anything else. Maybe not so much as the podcast. A lot of y'all fuck with the podcast, which I really appreciate, but the love is crazy, man. Like I said, a lot of people are sharing and looking out for us, and it's great. It's fucking great. Shout out to my boy Mike Anderson. Shout out to my boy Eric up there in the trucking business. I just got the phone with him the other day, and Eric's always sharing my stuff and checking in on me and everything. And it's just crazy how this new business and this new work, this new work life is bringing a lot of my friends and a lot of lost friends even closer, which is cool. You know, it's always good to hear some type of praise from people that, you know, you really mess with and that you really care about, and that's where it's all about. So again, shout out to everybody that's been doing their thing on Facebook and Instagram and the business page, and leaving reviews and doing what it's not what they're supposed to do, but just doing the most. And it really touches me, because like it's making things way easier and way better for me. Like, a lot of people don't know that I'm a very emotional guy, even though I don't show it. So like I feed off of like interactions. You know, a lot of you guys know me on Facebook. I troll a lot and I piss people off. I love it. But it's the interaction and the outcome of that. And even if it's not trolling, it's like, even in real life, like when people talk to me about this business and my life and my kid and my wife and my podcast and my music, the interactions that I get with certain individuals or anybody in that case, that's what really sets me off. That's what really ticks me, not ticks me off, but it sets me off. Like I get a rush from that. So like when I go on and I see like 2 or 3 people share the business, or 5 people share this, or they're asking me about this, or giving 2 flying shits about my family, it's the interaction that really gets me going. It's like, wow, you really took the time out of your day to make sure you let people know about me and my business, or you took the time out of your day to ask me about my family. You know, a lot of people don't look at it that way. Like, people have to go out of their way to open their phone, unlock their phone, especially if they're insecure. They probably have Face ID and all this shit. But you have to go in your phone, unlock your phone, open a Facebook, scroll till you find my name or my post, click share, write some shit, and then click share again. That's like 10 steps, bro. A lot of people not doing that. And even though it sounds simple, a lot of people are not gonna fucking do that. And I'm not even crabbing about that anymore. I used to crap about it a lot. If you've been rocking with me for a long time, you know I used to be hot about people, like good friends of mine, not sharing my shit. But it's not even about that anymore. It's about the genuine reaction of the interaction is what I'm here for, is what I'm talking about. So like when I see people sharing it, there's a lot of people that have been sharing it since day one, and I'll never forget that. Like, it means the world to me. It literally takes people like 5 minutes to do the entire thing, But it moves people like us that look forward to that. Even if it's like, even if it's bad, like criticism, I love that shit. You know, I really, really love that shit. Like when I was doing my music, not a lot of people used to come and say my shit was trash. And that would piss me off. Like, it would piss me off because like, I'm like, dog, I want to get better. But half the time people have to do something wrong to get better. That's like your mistakes. You know, you follow your mistakes with corrections and then you obviously evolve and adapt and be better from what you did wrong. And like maybe like 10% of the people used to like dislike my shit every time I dropped it. It's like, oh, it's good, it's fire, oh, this is dope, or you know, this is raw as hell, blah 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 blah. But like, not a lot of people used to come to me and be like, nah man, that shit ain't it, bro. And, you know, and I used to hate that. But a lot of people are rooting for us. A lot of people are rooting for me and my family, and you know, it's appreciated beyond belief. Like I can't tell you guys how much it really means to me. And you know, I just want to thank you guys for making it possible, because even Dalton himself, he opened up a whole new side of my brain that I didn't even know I obtained. As crazy as that sounds, and then as simple as it looks on the outside, it's like, you know, it's like, how about this analogy, right? It's like a baby who's been breastfeeding for 5 months. They get to 6 or 7 months and they finally try solids, and they're like, bro, I thought it was just milk the entire time. Like, the babies don't know that they're gonna get different food until it's that time. And then when they eat the solid food, it's like, whoa, I didn't know it was like this. And like, I know you guys on social media see like the interaction videos of like kids eating pizza and stuff like that, and they lose their minds and they act all crazy and happy and shit like that. But that's like the perfect analogy, because like, he opened up a side of my brain. Like, he's like, bro, anything is possible if you just learn and let go. And that was my biggest thing, because I always thought it was supposed to be this way, supposed to be set this way, that I'm supposed to just go through the moods and the changes and the sacrifices and the depression and the roller coaster of all bullshit to get where I needed to be. And it's not, because as soon as I got here, I hit the ground running, started working, started making money, my whole mindset changed. Like, I'm not thinking about the most redundant shit anymore. I'm not, like, the littlest minuscule things don't piss me off anymore. Like, I want to do better. I want to be that guy. I want to be that person. I want to be that business partner. I want to be that dad. I want to be that husband and that uncle. Shout out to my niece, JJ. And that's I just wish it happened sooner sometimes, you know. Like, I just wish it happened sooner, because I've been through so much shit lately, up until this point in my life. And that's just life in general, you know. Nobody's life is perfect. You know, it's kind of hard to like put into words like how I feel and like how I want it to sound. So forgive me if I ramble or if I sound off, but I just want to be that person that kind of like shows the world and shows everybody around me that, dog, any of this is possible. And there's always time for change. Like, a lot of people think it's too late or they don't have enough time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's never too late, you know. I mean, CM Punk came back to wrestling. So did Daniel Bryan, and so did fucking Paige, you know. And it's like, we get set in these situations and these predicaments in life, and sometimes they're like, you know, this is the way it's gonna be for the rest of your life, and you can't do shit about it. And we have all the power in the fucking world to change our lives, and we have all the power in the fucking world to do what we want to do, you know. And you're talking, and you're listening to him. Like, I always thought it was supposed to be this way. Like, this is how it's gonna be until you're 60. You know, you gotta work hard, you gotta bust your ass, you gotta stay at the city, you gotta do this and do that, and it's just made out to be that way. And you know, like we said on the last podcast, you know, taking chances is big, man. It's very scary taking chances and learning that you're gonna be leaving your home and leaving your job you've had for 8 years, 10 years, and it takes a lot of courage. And sometimes you do end up on top, and then sometimes it's like a wake-up call, you know. It's like a wake-up call. And I've done that all my life. Like the first city job I had for 14 years, I left because I wasn't happy. A lot of undermining shit that went down over there, and I was just like, yo, I gotta leave. My mental state is not where it needs to be right now. And I left, and I took a mean pay cut. I was making like 23. I dropped back down to 15 while I was with my wife, while we were in an apartment, and bills were still piling. And eventually got back up to, you know, mid 23s, and I did it again. And I said, you know, I said my piece, and I left, and I came up here. And again, not bragging, but I make more in 2 weeks than I would make in a month. And that's cutting my time of work in half. For the amount of stuff that we do, it's probably even less than that, you know. So I mean, you put one and one together. I don't know if I just rolled the dice right, or if God's watching me, or God's next to me, and he's like trying to show me, like, you know, hey son, like, it's been a long time since you smiled. It's been a long time since you've been happy. You know, it's time to wake up and change and do something with your life. And I'm happy I've done it. I will never regret this experience. You know, even just being up here alone, just around me, like the environment. You know, we were driving to a job this week. And we saw a fucking bear, dude. My first fucking bear, dude. And that was cool as shit, bro. I've never seen a bear. That was my first time seeing a bear in my life. I thought they were all like Winnie the Pooh. But yeah, he was a black bear. It was like, I want to say maybe 4 feet long. It was a cub. So the mom was in the woods waiting somewhere for somebody. And that was crazy. I just thought I'd share that with you. I told you I'm rambling, I'm going all over the place. But yeah, man. So, you know, to round everything up that we've talked about, you know, take your chances. If somebody's extending the olive branch, and you sit there and you think about it, and you think about it, and you think about it, and you can only think of more positive than negative, shoot for the stars. Shoot for the fucking stars. Because like I said, some people end up on top, and some people end up with a wake-up call. And even if you do get that wake-up call, you understand that you're not afraid to take chances. You're not afraid to make sacrifices, because that's what it came down to. I sacrificed everything to get up here. I left South Florida, Broward County, Daniel Beach, with $850 in my pocket. And I got up here. So it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all. And moral of the story is just don't be afraid. Like, I know it sucks, and I know you probably rack your brain about making a job change, or moving to a new country, or moving to a new state or city, or wherever, you know, or you know, exiting out of a bad relationship, or getting into a new relationship because you're too scared, or, you know, just take chances. Like, you only have one life. And if I didn't take this chance, I'd still be in South Florida. I probably would be homeless, because the time that we were looking to move, I couldn't afford my rent. The first time in almost a year and a half since Deanna was born, I couldn't afford my rent. I might cut my landlord in half. And, you know, this was the first time that I was like genuinely late, and I did not have the fucking money. So I was kind of in a catch 22, if you feel me. If I would have stayed, I would have had no house. But if I left, I had a place to stay. But I had to take a fucking 16-hour drive to get here. But yeah, man, take chances. It's worth it. Either way, learning experience, or if you do end up on top, if you're part of the lucky few that end up on top, man, you the feeling of being here and everything that you thought would happen actually happens and falls through, it's the most amazing feeling in the world, man. I can't describe it. I had to come in here and talk shit to you guys because that's how I'm feeling right now. Like it's really moving. It's moving me in all the right ways. So other than that, like I said, shout outs to everybody that's been rocking with us. I know we've been kind of distant on the podcast lately, but we've been dealing with lots of trailers. We've been dealing with lots of RVs. We've been dealing with a lot of business partners. We just did another school, dental bus. Dalton's real cool with these people that work at the schoolhouse, and they have a dental bus that stays on property, and they actually like check up on your kids while they're at school, which is the coolest thing I ever seen. I didn't even know they did that. They got these two big ass buses that have full dental offices in there, and they check your kids' teeth. They do cleanings and all that stuff, and you know, so we did that, and that was cool. That's a cool little jig, you know, because we got to see the kids, and you know, they ask questions and everything like that. And, you know, we were chopping it up with the are they, what are they? They're not nurses. Are they doctors? Are they, what are the people called that are not dentists but work there? Receptionist? That, I don't know. Let me know, but I don't know. But shout outs to everybody. Like I said, man, shout outs to everybody. I'm gonna give a few shout outs. I already dropped some names. Shout outs to my boy Cruz, who's always been holding me down and giving me the gems to keep on going and the fucking motivation to just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep my head on my fucking shoulders. Shout out to my boy Martinez. Got jokes, you already know, guys. That's family. TRC is still coming back. I'm gonna get him on here real soon. He's killing it with his stuff, and make sure you follow him on all his socials and all his platforms. You guys already know it's my dog from day one, since our rapping days. Enough of him though. Shout out to my other co-host, my boy Dalton D, as you guys know, I'm on the podcast. Best boss man in the game. It's keeping me level-headed too, keeping me motivated, inspired to keep pushing, to keep doing what I need to do for my family, let alone do what I need to do for work. Shout out to his family, his kids. They keep me going, they keep me laughing, they keep me doing my shit. Shout out to my wife, my one and only, my everything. She's another one. She's a pain in the ass, but you guys know I talk about her way too much on the podcast, but she keeps me level-headed as well. And she deserves all the praise because she helped me get here. She gave me the right push, the right kick in the ass to get up here, and motivated me to change my life and change what I need to my aspect and my views on life. You know, 80% of that was my wife. Shout out to my daughter. My fucking daughter, my, you guys already know, she, that's why I'm doing it, that's why I'm here, that's why I'm in this damn food trailer talking to y'all. I love you, baby girl. And, shout outs to you guys. Shout outs to everybody that's still here, that's still clicking on these and listening to what we got to talk about. I know it ain't much. Sometimes it's a bunch of bullshit, and sometimes it's not. And, you guys keep us going too, man. So, be sure to like, share all of our pages. Let us know what we can add, what we can do, what we need to change, if anything. Videos are coming soon, don't worry. I got a setup for us for we can start streaming this stuff for people who like video sides of podcasts. It's coming soon too. So again, shout out to you if you've been rocking with us. We appreciate you. If you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. That's it, man. It was great talking to you. Great catching up with you guys. You know I miss you sometimes. I miss you more than ever. But probably see you guys sometime next week. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe Dalton might wanna do one tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how he feels when he gets back from the arcade. But yeah, I see you guys tomorrow or next week. Peace. Yeah.